Has that been resolved, or would you like some advice on it? Has that been resolved, or would you like some advice on it?
Well, I was just going to mention that on this B&M government that I'm also a retailer for the shop. I mean, that will be mentioned.
Is your business selling the same sort of goods that you need? And is it in the town centre?
My shop
is in the town centre, and this is at Buxton Farms. So it's a considerable distance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And you disclose this as a pecuniary interest.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
So there's no need for you to declare that you have an interest here. There's no non-pecuniary interest.
Yeah,
you've already disclosed pecuniary interest, but that's not, by the sounds of it, it doesn't relate specifically to this application. So my advice to you is there's no need to declare an interest.
Not say anything about it. No, okay.
I live in Ashford, so that's where I live, close to that particular proposed development. Do I need to declare that?
No. You don't have a pecuniary interest unless it impacts the value of your property.
No.
You don't have a non-pecuniary interest other than the fact that, well, it's not a non-pecuniary interest just because you live.
Yes.
You might want to just say that you live there for the sake of transparency.
Yes.
But yeah, there's no non-pecuniary or pecuniary interest that you need to disclose. Exactly. But you know, for the sake of transparency.
Yeah, sure. Music now.
Or is that the start of the bell? Ring, ring, seconds out.
Well, it would be, couldn't it?
That is the combined return. Yeah, the loss would be 6 points where we're talking 26. And I asked them to carry it. But that's the combined. So,
are you speaking?
Probably will just say, because I did ask in the brief.
No, unfortunately not.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, Chairman.
Welcome to this meeting of North Gloucestershire's planning committee. I'll start by introducing the interest. We have Seema Pagera on my left, and she is our legal advisor. We also have with us
not for this application. They've got a very close tie to the company that I work for.
And, for that end,
and I do believe it would be
Linda
Robinson, but I believe it's not fair that she's here.
Which Haven, that's the sort of thing that, and Bradley Thomas, their planning portfolio.
Thank you, Chairman. Sorry about that again.
So, welcome to everyone. We'll start the meeting with
thank you. I'd like now to call, there are certain objective legal requirements.
requirements on our board planning meeting, I have to read out, I'm afraid that's the procedure. All persons present are reminded that the motion may be recorded, only speak to the mic in this meeting or giving your consent to be filmed, starting at the image of the audience.
Can I ask you a question?
You are kindly first to make it known to the chairman if you intend to film or record this meeting, will anyone be filming or recording?
Can you put your speaker on?
No, thank you. Thanks for the word, planning application may be contested.
Two questions.
Yeah, any questions that you have to ask, if I answer your name, may be there, however, all persons. And then the officer will come in and answer them when you will not follow your head or three minutes. Use or aggressive behaviour or stand or other disrespect in this meeting.
My questions asked about the.
The monitoring officer
figures are contained in the
explanation. Information on the
related to the
Caroline Schedule 12, the local government.
Secondly,
1972, they must have regard to the public interest test.
Evidence here on page 23, possibly why not have. There is a point made supporting the fact that the there are 30, 40 time jobs being created. My two questions.
I know the
issues that I have with the ordinance, in addition to those two facts, are that it is out of that this is based on is out of date. Current
markets
are
aware
on the high street.
Are there any declarations to which I think it can relate and for what reason?
Followed up this year. Ashford Footfall has fallen.
Chairman, non-pecuniary on the basis of A1,
and
I live in Ashford.
Dropped 12% over the last year and the year before.
Yes, Chairman. On
out of date.
A1, Chairman, I declare
in our objections that I mentioned
non-pecuniary interest in them.
Dealt with by the,
on that item, as I'm a member of Ashford Ellerslie Town Council, who has previously
looked at this application, time here with an open mind.
Chairman, I'm also a resident of Ashford and also a
member of Ashford. Turnover is going to have on Tesco's behaviour. And on Aldi's behaviour and so on, retail behaviour. They're going to turn around and attack in lobby. Our high street too. With an open mind on the evidence of our own experience of what happens when out of town retail stores are allowed. No consideration at all. Holdfield's a case in point, New Toxton, this is the evidence here says is consultants have said, is it consequently the estimated level of saving would not be
I believe it to be non-consumer.
That's just a leap of
faith. However, there's reason for it.
The town is healthy, so therefore there's nothing to worry about. Just like a doctor saying to the patient,
not just this,
you're well now.
So it's led to these 106 agreements.
Carry on smoking.
It is in my path.
It's just
on the basis of that.
We're out of time.
It is not a clue, but I don't think I can do you justice.
I have one
more point to
make. There is a facility there for members, if they so wish, to ask you a question.
Yeah, no pecuniary chair on item 82. I don't want to have to answer questions. I'm the largest independent retailer capacity. I know what's going on.
Thank you. I'll remind members that if any member wishes to ask a question after speaking, it must be on planning grounds.
Could I ask you, Chairman, am I allowed to talk about the loss of trade out of town centre. The speaker, if he has evidence there, contrary to what we have here, is that permissible?
If you answer the question, saying what ways do you not have evidence, the reason for what we're saying. Yes, can I say not to go
no, no.
Along the associated car parking, service yard.
Could I ask that question now? Have you any solid information that supports what you say about the town centre?
I'm telling you now.
Thank you.
I've been running a shopping for 30 years. John knows this. And our turnover this year has dropped by 12%. That is, I'm absolutely sure, down to footfall decreases. This is something that's common to most retailers. I'm the vice chairman of Ashford Town Centre Traders, so I talk to people. You know, this situation is very, very difficult. Why we should be saying, or the planning department should be saying, that Ashby is insulated from all the problems that are going on around the country. I don't know.
Mr. Hampton, I feel like you've answered the council.
Yeah, I'm sell to facts.
Yes.
Factually, last year's turnover was 309,000 in the year to date, that is the year to yesterday, and this year I can't remember the exact number, it's about 274.
Thank you, Ms. Hampton. Does anyone else wish to ask a question? Councillor McGree.
Is the reduction in trade to your premises due to out-of-town shopping, or is it due to people buying online? I think it's important.
I found something on the web for is the reduction in trade to your premises due to out-of-town shopping.
I apologise, Chair.
We were quite enjoying that.
I would really like to know is that you've made a comment that is due to out-of-town trading, but I want to know as part of my decision-making process whether your reduction in trade is due to out-of-town trading or the internet.
With respect, I'm not sure that's entirely relevant, because for planning purposes, what you're considering is whether the impact of the out-of-track trade is going to be significant on the trade in the town. Now, the trade in the town is actually suffering and is lower anyway, then that makes this impact more significant, doesn't it?
Actually, I know this may sound very, very hard, but trade in the town is not actually relevant to a planning application. I know that's difficult
it's
to understand.
It's a question of significance, and I'm saying that mathematically, the impact is likely to be is going to be greater if the town is depressed. It's more sensitive.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, for the opportunity. I'd like to answer the question. The objections that you're putting forward, can it be construed that you've got an opposition to, at the baseline, business competition?
I'm happy to compete with anybody on a like-for-like basis. One of the problems that we have in Ashby is that there's very little good car parking. We haven't got a fair situation.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's got to be restricted to the planning, and car parking is not a part of this discussion. I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Can I answer the question?
Yes, you've answered the question. You haven't got car parking. You're prepared to work on a level playing field. You've got a light on, Jim. And of course, Chairman, there's two things wrong here. We've talked about retail figures, independent experts.
We're not opening up to debate at this point. Do that later, please, if you don't mind. Does anyone else wish to ask?
Councillor Ashley. I think just to get to the point, do you have any independent information, independent surveys, backs up what you're saying.
Yeah, it is.
They're retail surveys that are in the paper more or less every day, back to what I'm saying about there are thousands. I had a presentation over there to give you, which I've not been able to show you. It says that there are 1,000 shop closures this year.
Right, okay, thank you very, very much, Mr. Hampton. If you care to return to your seat, and then I'll pass to the owner to the officer. Okay, go on. Yes, you would like to go to your seat, please. Thank you. Could the applicant's agent, Mr. Davy Jones, please come forward? The same as with Mr. Hampton, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Ashby Town Centre Traders submitted a letter objecting to this planning application during the statutory consultation period. And in turn, the applicant's retail specialist prepared and submitted a comprehensive rebuttal to every point of that representation. It addressed each point that has been made, many of which you've heard Mr. Hampton repeat this evening. Without wishing to be disparaging in any way, much of the anecdotal evidence presented by Mr. Hampton simply does not stand up to scrutiny when compared to the studies undertaken by the District Council as part of its planning making evidence-based, industry-wide established sources such as Experian or the comprehensive town centre health we've undertaken in support of the application. Whether it be the predictions made regarding the town centre store that may be affected, the impact on jobs, knock-on effects, the wider issues of village life, there is a compelling counter case to every single point expressed by Mr. Hampton, which were included in the submission we made to the planning department as a rebuttal and have no doubt been taken into consideration by your officers during the formulation of their report. As many of you here this evening might appreciate, the subject of retail impact assessment is very specialist, and accordingly I don't think this is the right forum to try and debate whether the impacts attributable to this development should be acceptable in planning terms. Ultimately, this shouldn't be necessary, as your officers have explained in a great deal of detail in their committee report, the lengths they have gone to ensure the submitted impact and sequential test has been properly carried out and the predicted effects are acceptable. Indeed, to provide you as members with further comfort, as the case officer pointed out, they've appointed independent consultants to subject all of the assessment work to peer review. The results of this exercise, as documented in the committee report, are that your own specialist retail advisors corroborated all of the retail assessment work supporting the application and all of the concessions that have been drawn. We fully understand the interests of the Ashby Town Centre traders. Suffice it to say, we disagree with their viewpoints regarding this proposal and believe that their concerns are just unfounded. Delivering a new store to Ashby will increase consumer choice locally at a site well equipped to deliver a large floor plate store, including a garden centre. Such a site is not available in the town centre. If permission was withheld, Ashby will lose this retail investment and prospective job creation altogether. The store will create local employment opportunities, which will boost local investor confidence. It has been demonstrated the store will not give rise to a significant adverse impact on individual stores' trading position or Ashby Centre as a whole. The comments made by the town centre traders.
Nearly got there.
Thank you. Would any member of the committee like to ask any questions? Mr. Adams.
Sure, yes, thank you. I believe in the officer's presentation, I think Mr. Miller referred this as a food store. Is that correct? Oh, sorry, that's it. Yeah, I do worry because the the B&M store in Cornwall sells furniture, and household products, everything. How does that not have an effect on Ash?
Well, the application is for a store that combines
a proportion of convenience shopping, which most people interpret as food shopping, but it's anything you buy at convenience, and comparison shopping. The range of offer available at B&M stores is quite large, but the retail impact assessment undertaken, as verified by your own independent specialist advisors, identifies that the greatest trade draw will come from out-of-centre retailers such as Tesco's. By and large, it's a well-accepted principle in retail assessment that the further you are away, the less the effect. The principal trade draw for this store will be other out-of-centre retailers like Tesco's.
Thank you. Any other questions? So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to ask the officers to respond. The officers have nothing to say at the moment. I'll now open up to debate to the committee. Does anyone wish to make any comments? Councillor Keeke.
Thank you, Chair. I find it hard to believe that it won't have an adverse effect on Ashby Town Centre. We've seen this in Colville over the years, where Colville was a thriving town centre until the advent of these large outlets. And no one can convince me that they haven't had an adverse effect on high street shopping. We've seen it in Leicester, seen it in Colville, and I do believe we're going to see it in Ashby Bellazouche. Why is the design very much like a wintering quarter for store cattle? They're looking more and more like farm buildings now. You know, everywhere you go, they're flat roofs. There's no sort of keeping in character with the locality at all anymore. We seem to have lost it somewhere. This I don't agree with. I know that these may not be planning reasons, but the way things seem to be developing is that anything will do as long as there's a promise to bring in more trade, more employment and competition. But I'm afraid the high streets are suffering and they will continue to suffer when these large outlets get planning permission. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Keeke. Can I just comment on what you just said, Councillor Keeke? If you think this is poor, you should have seen the first application. And it's to say that it was like a pig's ear is putting it mildly. That's a technical term, Mark. And it was due
to... I use it regularly, Chair.
It's due to the persistence of your officers that they have got what they consider to be a building which mirrors the Marks and Spencer building, which has just been awarded prize for the best building in the district. And the actual fencing around the building, when it first came in, it looked a bit like Colditz. Now that's all been altered. So I think the officers have done a very, very good job on that, but they can speak for themselves.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. I appreciate that. Prince Charles once made a statement saying that the new buildings of today are like a carbon call on our landscape.
Thank you, Chair. It's just dawned on me, and I'd like some clarification through the Chair, please, is that my daughter works for B&M, although this application is not for B&M, and I didn't declare that non-pecuniary interest at the start, and I think I now want to. But do I need to leave the meeting?
Well, that will depend on whether you're able to come to a decision openly and without being closed-minded.
Certainly am, but I'm declaring the fact that I have a daughter who works 8 hours a week at the B&M store in Colville.
Thank you, Councillor.
I'd like some clarification also, Chair, about the fact that we live in the 21st century, we have done since the 1950s, of the advent of out-of-town stores, which had proved popular with the public. And because they can park, then they can go to one shop and pay with one card. I have no sympathy, Chip, for council traders, whether it's in Ashby, Colville or Timbuktu, because they put a lot of time, effort, money into their business, and they can see it all being frittered away, whether it's out-of-town shopping, or in my opinion, it's just the internet. We have large distribution interests in North West Leicestershire with Amazon, two sites for Amazon, DHL at the airport, the Roxhill distribution area is all associated around distribution of consumer goods with these applications. Chair, I'd like some clarification to see whether the argument that we've been having about whether this is going to affect in-town centre trading or not, whether it's a planning issue with this particular application. My understanding is that it has no relevance to this application, but I'd like some clarification on that, please.
As in Councillor Green, I'll just ask the officers, do you want to come in now or at the end of the meeting? Well, if they'll come in now.
Yes, but I'd say that the impact on the vitality of our town centre is a planning consideration for the determination of this application. And that matter we think has been considered very carefully, hence the engagement of our own retail consultant to assess the applicant's retail impact assessment and make their own judgments. Our view on the evidence and the conclusions reached by our independent consultant is that this proposal won't have an adverse impact on the vitality and viability of the town centre, and therefore in that respect there will be no justification to review the application on that ground.
Thank you. That's all, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Ashman, and I'm sorry, Councillor Ashman, I forgot to introduce you as Deputy Chair of the Planning, so I'll rectify that.
Sure. I'll take the say. Thanks. Actually, Councillor Agrees asked the question I was going to ask, and you confirmed this is an independent report, and I think we would be foolish as councillors to spend money on having an independent report and then ignore it. And likewise, I disagree with Councillor Rakeek here. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I actually think it looks, especially when you compare it with Marks and Spencer's, I actually think it looks quite attractive and will, I'm not too keen on the logo, if you could turn that down, it'll be fine. I think it looks good, but that's all subjective at the end of the day, and I'm pleased that they have provided a design that actually does blend in with the other buildings around there.
Yes, Ashman. Councillor Spread.
Yes, I'm really disappointed that applicant has agreed to work along lines for the office of it. Under condition 20, no installation of custom toilets. I would have thought the facility of this size, the amount of car parking space going to have, and wanting to encourage people to go in there and shop around, at least for providing some toilet. I noticed they're going to have toilets for staff. Well, does that mean that if somebody in their doting years gets a port short, they will be allowed to use the staff toilets, or will they be functioning as the second test facilities? Not what I call the cultural value of the large enterprise channel.
Councillor Sprenger, I don't actually think that that is a planning issue. However, I must admit I totally agree with you. As someone who's over 21, I know at times it's necessary to go somewhere pretty quickly. And I see the agent sitting at the back and sort of looking at us quite intently. I hope they take those comments on board. Whether it will have any effect or not is another matter.
Chairman, I would argue that it actually is a planning matter because it all revolves around the headroom at the back of the door treatment works. And I would imagine that they have been a major consultee on this application, and I'm not happy with that condition again.
I'm advised by our legal advisor and our head of planning that, in fact, although we may want it and require it,
requested, it is not actually a material planning consideration, so I think we have to take their advice. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Anyone else like to speak? No? Thank you. Yes, Councillor Thompson.
Thank you, Chairman. I mean, obviously, being a retail and cell park, I do have share the concerns of Mr. Hampson when he spoke, Chairman. I mean, the High Street, it's very, very challenging at the moment, as probably you know as well as I do. I don't think this application will help me, will help Ashby Town Centre, but as I said, times are very, very challenging. I can't for the life of me see a reason to refuse this application, Chairman, in the in what's in front of us, Chairman. And I do worry that we do owe it to the residents of Ashby to try to increase or help their shopping experience, to keep people in the town as well as people coming into the town from the outside. I mean, I know this is not in the town, but it is part of Ashby at the end of the day, and you hopefully will get people that visit B&M, and if it gets past, of course, Marks and Spencer's and Tesco, you would hope that some of those people visiting those establishments would come into Ashby and have a look round and spend money. You know, I mean, this is all of the council's economic development strategy to attract people to the town, Chairman. As I say, it's certainly not ideal, Chairman, but under these conditions, they are at least retailers, Chairman. They're not selling stuff on the internet. You know, they're physically there, which has got to be a plus for some of our residents. But as I say, it's not an ideal situation we're in, Chairman, but I can't see any other way forward. Thank you, Chairman.
Off. Thank you, Councillor Cox, for those valuable comments. I just want to take some advice from our legal. Yes, see my notes. It appears it's at my discretion that the agent can in fact make a comment. Hopefully he'll be offering us a toilet. Would you like to say something on that?
But by all means, I would just like to draw to the committee's attention that the proposed condition on the prevention of there being any customer toilets is nothing to do with the applicant. That is a condition proposed to be imposed by the district council. So that is not come from the applicant or indeed the operator. So that we saw it as a bit of a surprise.
Well, thank you. So, can I now call for a motion on this application, please, bearing in mind.
Excuse me, Chairman, was he just saying you're not going around again?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very sorry, Chairman. But I'm going around again.
No, you're not, Michael. I'm Chairman. You know what you say. If you want to ask a question of the officers, that's perfectly acceptable. Oh, yeah, we haven't got that far yet, don't worry. Right.
If I could just come back in briefly on the applicant's comments about the issue of the toilet. That condition was to be removed, then that's fine, but that would probably just increase their River Meath development contribution. So if they were willing to accept that in terms of increased staff going to the system as an impact on the River Meath SAC, that could be dealt with by River Meath contribution, so that would get rid of that issue.
Thank you, Mr. Austin, and perhaps you might be able to assist me with this, or if not, you also our legal officer, because I've been told, and this is a question that's relating very heavily to this application, I've been told that the condition of no installation of customer toilets isn't a planning matter, Mr. Austin. However, capacity of physical infrastructure, e.g. in the public drainage or water systems, is a planning matter, and I'd be quite happy to move this application with an amendment that we've already heard the applicant agree to, that there are going to be customer toilets.
Hmm. Yeah, really old top.
Just going back on that, regards to there's no planning requirement for them to have a toilet in there. If they do have a toilet, then public toilet, then that does impact in terms of the issue around the River Mead special area conservation. So if the developer is happy to put a toilet in, that's up to them. That would just increase their contribution, which will be secured through Section 163.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Would someone, sorry, does anyone else wish to ask any questions of the officers before I ask for a motion? Okay.
I will second the council inspector's change of conditions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, we will now move to the vote. It is a recorded vote. So the officer will call out your name and please say obviously yes or no against.
Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Bohm.
Four.
Councillor Canny.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Against.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Akiki.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Speck.
Four. Thank you. That was 9 for the motion and 1 against. Therefore, permission is granted. Thank you. Thank you, councillors. We'll now move to agenda item 2, the erection of 9 dwellings with associated access, turning areas and car parking on land of Forest Road, Colville, Leicestershire. Are there any members of the committee required to remove themselves from the consideration of this application? Please put their substitute step in there. Is anyone required to remove? No, thank you. Please could the planning officer present their report.
Thank you, Chairman. So the application relates to the erection of 9 dwellings with associated access off Forest Road, Hallscope. The development itself will be served by the existing Choice Close Highway, which serves the 38 dwellings that have been permitted to the north of the site. Side is the area where the southeast of it extension will be proposed. As part of the consideration of the application, substantial amendments have been made to the design and layout of the development.
obviously one to address design concerns associated with how properties would address particular areas of development, as well as obviously to ensure that there was adequate separation distances to the nearest residential properties on Barron Close and Peck Green. And obviously as part of the application there was concerns raised about potential increases in land levels for certain properties. Information and street scene evidence provided to us obviously shows that the development will go with the land levels, so there will be obviously no raising of land levels to make the dwellings higher than what is actually proposed on the drawings submitted. Other concerns were associated with the viability of the development, and obviously the assessment undertaken by the district valuer determined that the scheme was unviable to provide any level of contribution, but we, as officers, are obviously negotiating with the applicant to secure provisions that have been requested by the Education Authority, the Highways Authority, and the National Forest Company. But also, as part of the report, is outlined that whilst an affordable housing contribution would not be sought, there is a potential that members could permit the development subject to the contributions being pro rata, and therefore an affordable housing contribution could be sought as part of the development. So, in terms of the main matters that have been addressed associated with residential amenity design, and obviously from a highway safety point of view, an existing access into serving a residential development would be used. It was also determined that the application was in accordance with our policies and was therefore recommended for permission. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Alan. Please put the ward member, Councillor Johnson, make his representations.
Chair, as a consequence, are we hearing from the developer?
Yes.
But I thought the ward member was going to speak last. Of course, that's what we've agreed. Yes. As protocol. Can we,
yes, you're right, John.
Please, can we make sure that we hear from the developer first, and then the ward member? Thank you, Chair.
You weren't made aware of that.
It's not, isn't it?
Thank you. Sorry about that. I've got a speakers list, and unfortunately, we've got it the wrong way around, so we'll make sure that doesn't happen again. Right. If you care to speak, you've got a maximum of 5 minutes. Sorry, 3 minutes.
Sorry. I thought my left was in then. Thank you, Chairman and members. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of this application and our clients. The application before you today is the result of detailed discussions with your planning officers. There have been a number of changes made to the application to address concerns raised by your officers and the surrounding neighbours, with properties being moved away from boundaries and use of ridge heights reduced. By making these changes, the dwellings now exceeding the separation distances, and through reduced levels proposed, minimise the visual impact to the neighbouring dwellings. This is evident on the proposed site section. I know that there have been various concerns with regard to bins, locality of bin, parking, etc. site. As part of the application, the access road is dealt with under section 38 and will be adopted, and there will be double yellow lines to the first hammerhead within the site. And I know that at present there are some issues with the locality of bins within the original application. Therefore, it was proposed that we're happy to retrospectively come up with a bin solution for the existing development, and obviously the proposed development, with your officers subject to the approval of the application. In short, with regards to the site itself, the application that's before us, it is sloping downwards east to west, which is visible within the various sections and the various documentation. The level changes have resulted in limited intervisibility between the site and neighbouring developments, This will therefore result in the southern and western boundaries comprising of new retaining walls and fencing, subject to agreement with neighbouring landowners. This is something that obviously we're keen to make sure is visibly pleasing instead of it just being solid walls, which I know were some of the concerns raised by locals. As you'd appreciate, we've gone to great levels to help to overcome any of the concerns that have been raised by the officers and the neighbours with regards to the development. And by doing so, we feel that this has resulted in a proposal that responds to the site surroundings. I hope you'll therefore agree with your officers' recommendations in granting planning approval for the site. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you willing to be questioned? Does any member have any questions? Councillor Bridges.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. And if you don't, do I address? Yeah, thank you. You say, as regards to section 38 of the road, on there, I'm not going to any technical details, but do you feel comfortable that you can resolve the issue as regards to bin collection?
I think the problems that we've had so far have been obviously with the fact that there are residents in the houses and there's obviously site traffic that's been evident, therefore it's limited the site manoeuvrability. We're confident that with discussions with with your planning officers that we can locate enough collection points and various points throughout the site to deal with the issues.
Thank you. Can I come back to the officers, Chair? And do the officers feel comfortable that that's achievable?
Well, I think there's areas where we can provide such big collection areas, subject to probably the road being adopted. I mean, obviously, we are having to go down the fact of getting big collection area for 38 of the dwellings retrospectively, because obviously conditions were not imposed on those permissions. Ultimately, the nine that will be put as part of this development will be fairly easy to achieve. But I mean, obviously, as they are willing to work with us retrospectively, I think we can hopefully get a solution that is acceptable. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Councillor Kelly.
Thank you. Yes, that was more or less my question. I was just wanting to know how you can have the bid adopted at the bottom and not the bid in between. So that will be looked at respectively, so that people living there will be able to have their bins put there. Seems a small thing when you're looking at the development, but obviously if you are buying a house at the end there, you do not want to have to take your bin all the way up to the top. So it is really important that I think the future residents have that amenity. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Olson, would like to make a point.
Just for clarity, in terms of adoption, I think it's the intention of the applicant to seek adoption for the first part of the road up to the hammerhead, which is on the northern part of the site. Section 38 certificate is currently in place, and the provisional certificate has been issued. And to speak to the highway authority, it's my understanding that the adoption agreement is not too far away. Then there is a possibility of restriction orders on that part of the road, which would then enable the bin lorry to get off Forest Road onto Choice Close. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Yes,
sir, just come out and say this, that it's not going to be adopted all the way down, it's just that top bit. So does that mean still that the people down at the bottom have got to take the bins right at the top?
Anyone else wish to ask a question? No? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Spencer.
Yeah. I'm sorry about this, gentlemen. I believe I asked last week about the Forest Road junction with this development and the width of the existing access to the chairman. It's not in the Eagle Bay sheet.
Pass the word, Mr. Spencer.
Yeah, the width of Choice Close 5 metres back from Forest Road is 4.6 metres, and the widest point of Choice Close is 5 metres. Now, those distances are acceptable to the highway authority. I'll check that. When we dealt with the original application, the 2015 application, the actual comments from the highway authority were that those widths were acceptable and would allow for even the largest vehicles to get down. That was advice we had from the highway authority at that time. I've asked the question, are you satisfied with those access widths? And they're saying they are because they're willing to adopt the access.
Thank you.
Councillor Breed.
Chair, I asked officers last week in our briefing meeting, a fairly thorough briefing meeting, that who's going to be responsible for moving the bins from dwellings to the bin collection area. I haven't seen any answer in the update sheet. I'm deeply concerned is that it is being proposed for a bin collection area in this application. It's now an application, but I want to know whether or not how the bins are going to get from the application site to the section 38 of Doherty Road. And I still have an answer. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
It'll be the resident's responsibility to take that bin to the bin collection area. Which is not necessarily all common on developed square roads on top.
Chair, can I have some further clarifications for that? Is that I was promised that there would be discussions with the developer about having an agreement with the district council, the waste collection authority, to actually go down there and collect the bins from individual dwellings. What's the time for those negotiations, please?
Well, there's been no such discussions in that sort of respect. I mean, obviously, we've looked at the resolution of providing a satisfactory bin collection area, the adoptable part of the highway, but I mean, obviously, the way service are not end of the private highway.
Look at his phone.
Because they don't wish to do so on the basis of the damage occurred, and we're liable to cause the
issue.
Thank
you, Chair.
Yes, Charlton. I was just going to add to Adam's point now that we're aware that there's an existing problem caused by previous development. But we accept that, and that's something that we're looking at now with all residential applications, with a better consultation process with our waste services team. What we're trying to do with the development to get the road adopted and to possibly get the traffic regulation order in place, which would allow bin lorry to get off Forest Road, that would then get rid of the issue we've currently got around the bin storage and collection point in the junction of Choice Place and Forest Road. So we are trying to work with the applicant to resolve the existing problem, albeit we don't consider this application is going to make it so significant work, so a refusal would be justified.
Councillor Feeney.
Chair, are we asking questions to the applicant's agent or is this general discussion?
No, we'll have the debate later.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Could I ask Councillor Johnson there, Paul, please, to come forward and make his submission?
You've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairman, for giving me the opportunity of speaking on behalf of the residents relating to this application. This is piecemeal development in a field that is not in the local plan, as this council has a 5-year housing available land supply. There's previously two other applications in close proximity since 2015, the first for 30 and the second for 8, now 9 are proposed. With no affordable housing for our young people that would like to reside in our village, there should have been additional bungalows as an objectively assessed need for elderly residents. I had previously suggested to the planning officer that there could be 2 additional bungalows adjacent to Pence Grange estate to limit the overlooking from the proposed 4-bedroom dwellings. I was informed by the planning officer, by the, from the developer, they didn't want to know. It's concerning that on page 43, the county archaeology offers no mitigation yet. Whittock Colliery's workmen are directly underneath this site, where the Whittock main disaster happened 120 years ago in 1888, where there were 35 men and boys killed, 12 were never found. So initially their graves are under this field. In the agenda on page 41, third paragraph, related to the suggestion of hours of work and the construction should be limited. The impact of the Dawn Care Brigade contractors of the developer working late into the day until dusk and on Saturdays and Sundays has forced three well-established families to move up away off Forest Road, where their gardens back onto these developments. They have had enough, as they, like others on Forest Road, couldn't enjoy the amenities of their gardens, as with the dust and above all the colourful language. Some residents have young children and didn't want them to be exposed to such upset. New residents on the site who have young children, they need their sleep before they go to school, will be exposed to the goings-on and out of relevant hours of work. Will also have to put up with all of what I have described. Ex-Grange residents that live adjoining this piece of land, that live in peace and tranquility in the latter days of their lives, are fearful of what may occur without restriction. So yes, I would ask that if this committee is minded to get permission, the hours work be limited as a condition. The raising of land levels is previously with the 30 and the 8 land levels were raised up to 4 metres as land sloped. Not a nice view for the public footpath. And bearing in mind there will be another developer building next to the site in the near future. It is pleasing that the County Ecology has put a condition regarding a 5 metre wide badger zone at the bottom of this site, for it begs the question, will the land levels be raised from that point? The proposal of a pumping station, well, there's a large facility already on the site, so why have another one? Bin collections, which you've covered, but all of me say. Bin collection areas, yes, well, we all have rubbish. The present occupiers that live on the site have to take their bins, red boxes, yellow and blue bags, and set them on the grass verge adjacent to 36 Forest Road. We all know what happens when the wind blows with their rubbish strewn all on the highway, as there is no enclosed unit to store them. This has got to stop, and stop immediately, with the developers taking responsibility. The access road from Choice Close to the main highway of Forest Road is not county standard. It baffled me at the time of its construction. Who gave the developer permission? But we are where we are. If an HDV is on that road, no cars can pass in the opposite direction, as it takes up all the width to the road. So adding another 9 houses with extra cars leaving the site will have a detrimental effect. I would also ask that wheel washing facilities be established on this site, as previously has had to put up with the mud from this site on our roads. This should be a condition, as every development in the community has had to be reminded of their duties. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Would anyone like to ask any questions, Councillor Dobbs? Yes, Councillor Ashford.
Just clarification, you said it wasn't within the limits of development, but the reporting is as it is.
The application site is within the limits of development. Maybe not allocated as the site adjacent to the site is, but it is within the limits of development where principal or residential development is.
Thank you. Are there any more questions? No? Thank you very much, Councillor.
Thank you, Chairman.
Do any of the officers wish to make any comments on the points raised?
Can I just come back on the council's comment about hours of construction? That's not normally something that we would ordinary imposed condition on, because if there are issues around noise, dust, general concerns, that's something that our environmental protection team have the ability to control through statutory use. And so, and having said that, there are those kind of construction conditions attached to the existing planning permission, so that would probably be unreasonable. Wheel washing facilities, that does happen in terms of imposing conditions on development. It hasn't happened on this site, on the two parts of it, the wider site. So it's something that members could consider, whether they feel that an additional line of the make situations so much worse than if it's already happening without
Thank you, John. I'll now open the debate up to the committee. Would anyone like to speak? Councillor Keegan.
Thank you, Chair. Back to the bins, would there just be a hard standing where these bins are located, the collection point, or would it be a covered in area? That's one question. The second is, what is the distance, the furthest distance from a dwelling to the bin collection area? I'm thinking about an OAP that may have to drag a wheelie bin 200, 300, 400, 500 yards to a collection area, and that would be virtually impossible. If that is the case, would we as a council have the duty to go and collect the bin from the furthest dwelling, which may be occupied by an OAP? Subsidence obviously has been considered, but first of all, first question, would it be just a hard standing area or a covered in area?
Thank you. I'll pass that over to the officers. Thank you.
Well, I mean, in terms of the big collection area, it could be, if you wish it to be a covered area, then we could condition it to be a covered area.
Right, well, for the benefit of Councillor Ashman, if we could have a flat roof, corrugated steel, with a red and orange logo on the front, he'd enjoy that very much. Slatted wood. The second point, of course, was the OAP living in the furthest dwelling from the bin collection area.
In terms of bin collection, the council has a duty to collect from the nearest adopted road. So if that road is not adopted,
so if I may come back, Chair, that could cause quite a health hazard if we cannot collect that bin because we're not allowed to go down an unadopted road. So where do we go from here?
The position is, if there is an unadopted road and the bin collection points are not on that unadopted road, then the residents of the dwelling would need to take their bins to the nearest collection points.
I can't see that happening. Forgive me, Chair. I'm 93 years old. I'm crippled. I'm in a wheelchair. I've got a wheelie bin that's absolutely full of waste food. And it's just sitting there, and it cannot be moved by the council or myself. What happens then?
I'm just taking it last bit. My understanding is that it's not a planning issue. However, we will take advice on that point. Obviously, can't do it there.
Thank you, Chair.
I think the one point is, Councillor Keegan, I'm not trying to say that it's ideal, but this happens all over North West Leicestershire where there are unadopted areas and people have to get them in to the end, you know, near the road, as you know yourself, might be in the road between Hackington and Ravenstone.
Thank you, Chair. It's just the distance I was concerned about more than anything else. And I appreciate that such as my mum would drag the wheelie bin 25 yards or 15 yards to the roadside. But if we're talking 150 or 200 yards, I mean, I did ask for distance, which perhaps the officer could tell me how far the distance is, to give us an insight as to whether an old person can put a wheelie bin that distance. Nothing more than that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Legree.
Chair, I'm disappointed that we're having this debate. Chair, I think it's important to I'm going to have to correct the solicitor. This council has a policy with bin collections where people that are unable to move their bins from their back door to the highway are collected by bin persons, to be correct. And I'm particularly incensed and angry that officers sitting at the top table there weren't aware of that policy. It's a policy that I, as a ward councillor, have to use fairly often. I often get phone calls from people like Frieda Howe, who say, my bin hasn't been collected because she has an agreement with this housing authority, with this local authority, to get her bin collected from her back door because she can't pull it. So I am deeply disappointed that we've been led at a meeting to make a decision tonight on information that is not correct. That is the policy of the written policy of this council.
Let me stop you there, Councillor Green. We accept what you've said, therefore you've asked the question of your colleague sitting next door to you. If someone is ill and cannot move the bin, this council has a policy to move the bin for them. Thank you for that clarification.
My point is, Chair, is what other information am I not necessarily being given the full facts on? And I'm deeply disappointed. This situation on here, I declared an interest when we started this meeting, a non-pecuniary interest, that my son, my adult son, lives opposite this junction. When we go and see him on bin day, as Councillor Johnson mentioned to me the other day, particularly in weather like we're having at the moment, is that that rubbish blows everywhere. It blows over the neighbour's garden. In fact, it blows into Tom's garden, which is across the road at number 19. Chair, I think that we talk about viability of planning applications, but only from the developer's point of view. There's never any discussion about viability for the settled community around these silly decisions that are being asked for us to make. This road would never, in my day, have been adopted under Section 38, but it is going to be adopted for a bit under Section 38, and so the problem will move from the junction of Choice Close to Choice Close to Forest Road to in Choice Close itself, where the bin wagon may or may not be able to travel that narrow 4 metre wide road. 4 metres for two traffic. I would have been scolded if I allowed the development of 4 metre wide highways. Anyway, we're being asked to make a decision on the application side, which I would guess is going to be at least 200, if not 250 metres away from where the bin store will go. And it means that the elderly, the unable, the disabled, the blind, and other people are going to have to drag those bins up that hill, a slight incline, Chair. I don't want to over-exaggerate, but it's up slightly. When there's snow and ice on the road, because it won't get gritty. A, it's a cul-de-sac, and B, it's not adopted. Am I being made a fool of tonight, Chair, with this application? Am I being asked to make another stupid decision on this application? Well, on the first application, which was wrong. I'm sorry in this meeting, Chair, to criticise. I don't want to criticise. But when we talk about viability, and I'm repeating myself now, we never ever talk about viability of these developments against the settled community. We only talk about the developer's viability of this development. Chair, I do feel that
I've said my bit on this, which is being recorded, minuted, and I hope people go away and actually understand, and I hope people go away and actually examine the policies of this council. It may not be in the planning department, but in the waste collection department, they have this policy. How is this council going to fulfil its obligations under its policy of moving those bins for people that can't move bins from 250 metres? Are we actually going to find funding for that? I don't know. But Chair, meanwhile, I want to move that we do try to actually restrict the working times here, because I've heard the language being used on this side. I've heard the inconvenience on Saturdays and Sundays and bank holidays when people have been building there. So I'd like to restrict the working hours from 7 in the morning to 6 at night, Monday to Friday. But also, Chair, I also have seen from my own eyes and actually slipped over and hurt myself on the mud that's been deposited on this road by the developer for wheel washing facility. Thank you, Chair, for allowing me to have a rant. I apologise, and I hope I won't be reprimanded for being too much, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Green. You have stirred something in my memory, and I'm sure that you are absolutely correct that this council has a policy of moving bins for elderly people with people that cannot do it themselves. I'm certain that is our policy, although I've never been involved with that. So, but we will confirm those conditions. Councillor Adams.
Chairman, thank you. Is Councillor Green moved an amendment there? Then I will second that amendment, Chair. And while I've got the floor, we've got a debate about wheelie bins. You mustn't forget the red bin that could be full of glass. If that road pavement is icy, there's a danger there. People might fall over, slip over, carrying a heavy red bin full of glass. Who's responsible?
We have
two red bins, one for plastics and one for glass. If somebody's got a heavy red bin full of glass, they slip over on the ice, and they cut themselves, who is responsible? Because these red bins have got NWLDC on the side of it.
Well, that's not something that I can advise on now, because that would be purely dependent on facts, but it's something that I can look into and provide after the committee.
Chair, as a point of order, if we're getting all this advice back, don't we defer this decision until we get these facts before we have to make the decision tonight? Thank you, Chair.
Sorry.
Just to come back to Councillor Green, the point that I would be coming back to is a thing that you're planning consideration.
I would respectfully argue that this is a material planning decision that we're made, we want us to make tonight. And I think that there's so many facts coming back to us now, and particularly the questions from Councillor Keith and from Councillor Adams, that we need to be upon. So I'm being advised by my colleague here. So there's something in here that says storage and handling of hazardous materials and development of contaminated land. Is that what you're pointing out? On the paper that you've issued, it clearly says in there it's hazardous material.
Material planning consideration?
Yeah.
No, if I can just clarify, Councillor Adams, the point you were making was what would be the position if somebody was to slip and fall on some ice? That could happen
anywhere
in the district, and that in itself is not a planning consideration, and that's the point that I was making.
I don't want to denigrate, but I have to carry my bins up a small bit of drive because that's where the bin people collect them. As is my 65-year-old neighbour, I usually take it for her. I could fall over on those things. I think we're getting away from it. I fully understand, and I know why people are concerned, but I think this is sort of straying off the point because it's that could happen to anybody. Carrying the bin if they have a large drive at home. I do have an unadopted road where the council used to collect bins from, but unfortunately, because people were parking their cars, they didn't.
and they spent a lot of time talking to the residents about that and didn't deal with it, so it's a separate issue. I do think we did it. Yeah.
Councillor
Bowen?
Yeah, I issue of the business going down Forest Road, I think we've looked at if they adopt this road, that problem will be solved. And we don't, I mean, I have to carry Robin's 100 yards. I chose to have that house there. You know, it's people's choice where they live. If they're 80, 90 years old, they're not going to want to live down there because they're going to have to take things up. So it's probably going to be a younger group of people. They might get old, they may move on. So I would propose that we accept officers' recommendations as it is without any amendments.
Sorry, if I could just clarify, there's already a motion that council agrees to put on the table, which is to remove officers' recommendation, including two further conditions regarding bill cleansing and operation hours, and that's been seconded by Councillor Adams. Only if that motion is not carried can we then have another motion on the table, and that's when, Councillor, you may want to come back in.
So, just to clarify before we take the vote, it's been moved and seconded that we accept the officer's recommendation with two further conditions. One is on wheel washing, and one is on hours of working. So,
can I just ask for clarification? Is that something we can impose? Is that something? And condition you can impose the hours of work.
Yes, I understand that is correct.
As long as it is, that's fine.
So, if we go move to the vote, can we please? And we're to record your vote again.
Fine.
Can we just check? If that is voted against, we can come back to another motion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Bohm.
Yes.
Councillor Bridges.
Four.
Councillor Canny.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Akiki.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Specht.
Four.
The motion is approved 10 for and 1 against. Thank you. Can we now move, please, to agenda item A3, conversion of barns for residential dwellings, including raising the roof to provide first floor living accommodation, barn on Appledore Road for Lord Leicestershire. Are any members of the committee required to remove themselves from the consideration of this application? So, thank you. Please put the relevant planning officer, Hannah Hexley, present their report.
Thank you, Chair. Commissioner sought for the conversion of an existing barn to form one residential dwelling, including raising the roof and part of the building to provide first floor living accommodation. The application includes the formation of a new vehicle access to the west of the barn on Aqueduct Road. 12 letters of representation have been received, 9 in support and 3 written objection. No comments have been received from Wellington Parish Council and no objections have been received from any of the statutory council team. The application site lies outside the limited development within the part of Culloden identified as a small village, where the conversion of existing buildings to residential use is considered acceptable and sensible. Following the submission of amended plans, the proposal is considered to be sympathetic to the rural character of the building, and existing hedgerows are shown to be retained or replanted, ensuring that the site retains a soft edge to the highway and the fields beyond. In terms of highway safety, concern has been raised by local residents about on-street parking and the increase in traffic from an unsuitable access onto the narrow road. The position of the access has been changed during the course of the application to improve visibility available, but the visibility space still falls significantly short of standards. However, the shortfall has to be considered in the context of the existing use of the barn for agricultural and domestic storage, the presence of an existing substandard access between the barn and the highway, and the unclassified nature of Appledore Road, which means that the new link access could be provided at the site without planning permission. Therefore, whilst the visibility space may be less than required, the design and the access can be controlled, and the majority is in accordance with the highway's design guide. The proposal provides off-street parking and turn into the dwelling, and will also remove the use of an existing substandard access, which would be a highway gain. For these reasons, the Camden Highways Authority raises no objection, and the proposal is considered acceptable from a highway safety perspective. In terms of impacts on residential amenities, the property that would be most immediately affected by the proposal would be nearer to the east. The neighbouring dwelling has two windows in its side elevation facing the proposed dwelling, a secondary window to a lounge, and a window serving a bathroom. When having regard to the secondary and non-habitable nature of these rooms, that no windows are proposed in the side elevation of the proposed building, the size of the converted building and its location to the west of the mirror, it's not considered that any significant overlooking, overbearing, or overshadowing impacts would arise. There are no other material considerations that indicate that planning permission should not be granted. Therefore, it is recommended that planning permission be granted.
Photographs or patterns and stuff.
Thank you very much.
Close to the road, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Close to the road.
Could I have just a large boost to make his comments?
Thank you for having me. Whilst it's a new dwelling, as the case officer explained, in the open country side, the conversion of an existing building is considered an exception to the normal rules. The only significant change to this building is that the applicant is proposing to reinstate the original roof line to a symmetrical pitch. The irregular pitch that you see up there was only as a result of a sort of bodge repair following storm damage. The dwelling will be occupied by the owners, Mr. and Mrs. Richards. They're an elderly retired couple who currently live in a large house in Glorton, looking to downsize. And so hopefully that will free up a dwelling for a family elsewhere in the village. As the case officer iterated, we work closely with her to overcome issues, sort of a few design issues in the highway safety, and I'd ask you to follow her recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Larch. Does any member of the committee wish to ask any questions? No? Thank you. Do any members of the committee have any questions for the planning officer? The officer wish to comment at this point? No? Thank you. Open it up to debate. Does anyone wish to speak on it?
Councillor Brady, then Councillor Bowen.
I don't want to seem to be pushing this one too quickly, but this is exactly what I believe that should happen in villages. And it can't always happen in this principle, where you're freeing up a larger house, and I know that's not, you know, what we should be talking about now, but I think it's good, so I'm going to propose that the officer, we accept officer's recommendations.
Oh, second.
I was going to propose the same as what John just said, so I'd be happy to second that. The only question I think I've had answered before is I think it's quite clear that the existing entrance that the building has at the moment is going to be taken away and then put into the window or as I think it's drawing there and just be like, yeah, that's correct.
Thank you, Caslo. Do the officers have any comments? No, thank you.
So I can't always have a motion and seconded. So if we move to the vote, please, as you say, recorded vote.
Those in favour of the motion?
Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Bone.
Four.
Councillor Bridges.
Four.
Four.
Councillor Canny.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Akiki.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Schbeck.
Four.
I think that's unanimous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
8 o'clock. Time's running a bit long. So the decision's quite quick. Yeah.
Will be in the post in the morning.
Thank you.
Robert, the bill will be in the post in the morning.
Proposed alteration to section 106 obligations in respect of affordable housing obligations required in association with residential development of land at Bosworth Road, Beesham and Beesham Road, Moira. Report of the planning and development team in the Swansea.
Yes, plans are seen from this report. It was brief, but the Parish Council have no objection, but actually, all the Town Council objects to the loss of one affordable housing up in Beesham Road, Moira site. The District Council strategic housing team has been consulted and have indicated that the proposal maximises the level of on-site affordable housing and confirmed that they are happy to accept the proposal. The developers can confirm that the proposed changes have arisen following discussions with registered providers on both the Bosworth Road and Mission Road schemes, and that the intended changes would deliver 9 affordable housing units in enclosed areas, which would be easy to manage for the land provider, which is Trenton does. Consideration has been given to the loss of one affordable housing units in Ashby Wallace. However, having regard to the advice of the District Council's Housing Council Strategic Housing Team in respect to the difficulties in securing a registered provider at Bosworth Road and Mission Road, given the overall gain in on-site provision, it is recommended that the proposed amended affordable housing obligations to provide 9 affordable dwellings at New Street be accepted. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to make any comments?
Move to the vote, Chair.
Good morning. Councillor Coxon.
Yes, Chairman. I was going to move the officer's recommendation, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Coxon. Second. Councillor
Legree. I'll second it again, Chair. Thank you,
Councillor Legree.
The second time.
Right. Once again, they recorded.
Councillor Adams. Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Bone.
Four.
Councillor Canny.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Akiki.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Schbeck.
Four. Thank you, councillors. Very interesting meeting. Yeah, a little bit of steam left up here and there, whichever there's anybody in the arm. Councillor Harrison.
Yes, Mr Chairman, I'm just surprised that we do a recorded vote now on every decision. Is that the norm now? Is that we don't put our hands up anymore? We have to do a recorded vote, do we?
It really was a result of the past discussions where it was felt that in some authorities, not this authority obviously, councillors would say one thing at committee and then say something later on. So the idea was if we had a recorded vote, there will be no other idea this, even that. So it's just purely for clarity.
Thank you, John.